Ezra chapter 7. So in Ezra chapter 6, we've seen how God changed the mind of the king of Persia, Darius, and he allowed the rebuilding of the temple to carry on. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, who was the son of Seraiah, went up from Babylon, and he was an eager scribe in the law of Moses, which Yahweh, the God of Israel, had given, and the king gave him all that he requested, according to the hand of Yahweh his God upon him. So this idea of the hand of God being upon us, it means that God somehow works in our lives to make things work out. We often get this sense that there is a higher hand. It was not just me, this or that or the other. It was somehow, there was God there. And so we rightly talk about the hand of God, and Ezra felt this very much. And there went up some of the Israelites, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem, in the seventh year of Artaxerxes. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. He began to leave Babylon on the first day of the first month, and on the first day of the fifth month he arrived in Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. So that was like 4 months' journey. And so it was really a long way from Babylon to Judah. And it was all a bit similar, really, to the Israelites being called to leave Egypt, to go out of Egypt, make a long journey, including a desert journey, in order to get to the promised land. And again, God would be with the exiles who returned, just as he was in bringing his people out of Egypt. And often it happens that circumstances repeat, and they should have thought, God brought our people out of Egypt and through the desert to his kingdom, so he will do with us. He'll bring us out of Babylon and through the desert to the same promised land. But most of them preferred to remain where they were in Persia. And we've also got to see that the similarities between our lives and those of people we read about in the Bible, because the same God is working to bring us through. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of Yahweh and to do it, and to teach in Israel all the commandments. So he was devoted to the study of God's law, and doing it himself, and teaching it to others. That's so critical, that you do it yourself before you teach to others. Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the words of Yahweh and of his commandments to Israel. The letter read like this: Artaxerxes, the king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, I decree that all those of the Israelites and of his priests and Levites who are in my kingdom, who are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, may they go with you, because you are sent from the king and from his seven counselors, so that you can do everything in Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of your God which is in your hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that you can find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and the priests that has been willingly offered for the house of their God in Jerusalem, that you may quickly buy with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, for the meat offerings and drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the temple of your God in Jerusalem. And whatever will seem good to you and to your brothers, do with the rest of the silver and the gold. Just do it according to the will of your God. And all the vessels that have been given you for the service of the house of your God, you are to put those before the God of Jerusalem. Anything else that you might need for the house of your God, you can spend out of the tax which the king raises. I, Artaxerxes the king, make a decree to all the treasurers who are that side of the river Euphrates, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, you must do it quickly. Up to 100 talents of silver, to 100 measures of meat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil and salt, although he didn't prescribe how much. Whatever's commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the temple of this God. For why should there be wrath against the king and his empire and his sons? And also concerning any of the priests, Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, or servants of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose any taxes of any kind upon them. And you, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God, which is in your hand, you imagine Ezra holding the scrolls of God's law in his hand, you are to set up judges who may judge all the peoples who are the other side of the river, all such as know the laws of your God, and you are to teach those laws to those who don't know them. Whoever won't do the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment quickly come upon him, whether death or exile or confiscation of his goods or imprisonment. And then we have Ezra's response. Well, this was really pretty amazing, because the king was saying, look, don't let resources get in the way. You go and do this great work, and whatever you need, I'm going to give it to you. So this is how it is, that if you really want to do God's work, the work of his kingdom, the work of his people, the work of his house, he will give you everything that you need to do that work. That is not the same as saying he'll give you personally a smart life and wealth and the rest of it. But he will give you whatever resources you need to do his work. Now, people often say, but I need lots of money for myself so that I can do God's work. No, that's a different thing. God will give the resources to do his work if you want to do it. Blessed be Yahweh, God of our fathers, Ezra says, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. So it was, of course, God who put this idea in the heart of the king. And so it just shows that God, through the Holy Spirit, can work directly upon the human heart. He can put ideas in the minds of people who aren't even believers, like this king. And he has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors and all the mighty princes. So I was strengthened as the hand of Yahweh my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel the chief men to go with me. And then in chapter 8 we have a list of them. Well, it's such a shame that despite all that very clear action of God, saying I'll give you whatever you want to do my work, most of the Jews wanted to stay in Persia. And those who did return, as Haggai said, were only interested in building their own houses and getting their own wealth and complaining that, we're not having good harvests, we're not having a great life here. And God had said, that's because my house lies in ruins while you're building your houses and making them so beautiful. If they had put God's house first, then God would have given them whatever they needed in order to do that work of his house.